This is Elvis Iverson's podcast, and I'm Elvis Iverson. And our website is elvisiverson.com, and our ministry is Supplication National Ministries. Please visit our website and get connected and enjoy the Feast of Word and Spirit. Today we're talking about the thesis of the Third Reformation. Hallelujah. This is the whole entire series. We're going to do part one, part two, part three, part four, and part five. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just did a one on the Church of the Third Reformation. Hallelujah. So what is Reformation? Reformation is the Reformation of the whole entire church. This is the great Reformation of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. The apostles and the prophets have laid the foundation for the Reformation. And Reformation is laying the foundation for the many revivals. The degree of Reformation you have is the degree of revival that you will have. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have entered in the time of Reformation. This is the Third Reformation. There is five Reformations. The first Reformation was the Reformation from was the New Covenant Reformation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the New Covenant Reformation went started when Jesus, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That was 9 months before AD 01. And then John the Baptist was in Elizabeth, came in contact with Mary and Jesus, and was baptized in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit came upon him. And then he was the prophet of this Reformation. And Jesus Christ started this Reformation. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Reformation went to the 12 apostles and established the New Covenant. And the New Covenant was fully established in AD 72. Hallelujah. And the second Reformation is the Protestant Reformation. This is, it was Martin Luther that nailed the thesis, in the church door. And that separated for us from, separated Christianity from Catholicism of that day. And we begin in a time of restorational movements. Hallelujah. And there's the Protestant Reformation, and now we have come to the Third Reformation. This is the Reformation of the whole entire church. And we are coming in that, my friends. And it's time. And it's really, really, really important, my friends. And what is the I want to talk about Third Reformation very soon. Hallelujah. But first let me talk about the Fourth Reformation is going from the Apostolic Church, amen. Amen. New Apostolic Wineskins to the mature church, which is on the maturity of the seven divine divisions of the church: the city church, the region church, Protestant, national, zone church, global church, third heaven, third room church. Amen. Within our day and time, we're going to see the seven divine divisions are restored, but begin to mature, and it's going to take centuries. It could take a couple of centuries. You know, the word millennium in Revelation, in the book of Revelation, means more than one in the Greek. And, amen, hallelujah. But regardless, then the Fifth Reformation is when Jesus Christ returns, and we go from the tunnel church, and it's just, which, what is the main thing, is just really coming into that relationship with Christ, and that the beginning of the reigning of kings and priests. There's the priestly part of that, and that's the church. The kingly part, which is the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Third Reformation, which is now, what are the seven elements of that Reformation? The grace meshes. That's why you need to be established in the grace meshes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God's going to bring the apostles and prophets and the great missions together. There's going to be an outpouring of signs and wonders. Amen. The new op, number two, the new apostolic wineskins. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be established in the new apostolic wineskins. Amen. Hallelujah. This, you know, we have apostles that are just a mixture. We've got prophets that's trying, they're trying to fit in. We've got one-man shows. We've got King of the Hill mentalities. But we need the new apostolic wineskins. These are environments for the Holy Spirit to move forward, not to restrict him, for the glory of God, for revival, for the many revivals, for the harvest that's coming, for the body of Christ, to the priest, for the believer. Amen. Hallelujah. Through the gifts of the Spirit, through the apostles, the prophets. Amen. Hallelujah. The fivefold ministry. Flexible. Environment that's flexible. And then it will grow through over time. Most of the first three are vertical, and then the rest are horizontal, and then cooperatively. We have only seen one expression of the church, which is vertical, and that part needs to be reformed. Then we have number three is the government of the apostles and prophets. God's going to restore the government of the apostles and prophets. They're going to have such an influence in the body of Christ and in this earth. Hallelujah. And amen. Number four is the mini revivals. We're going to have mini revivals. It's going to be the life of the church for centuries. Number five, God's restoring experiential Christianity. It's coming forth. Experiential Christianity is coming forward. Amen. Signs and wonders, prophecy, visions and dreams, the deep prophetic, the gifts of the Spirit, blessed gifts of God. Amen. Practicing God's presence, speaking in tongues, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Number six, God is restoring the dominion of the church. It's going to be, well, God has given me the harvest of 5 billion. That's going to happen. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. We just did a whole entire five-part teaching of the dominion of the church. So I want you to, you can go back and listen. It's on Elvis Iron Podcast. Next is number seven, is a stronger unity is coming in the body. A stronger unity is coming, my friends. A stronger unity. Hallelujah. A stronger unity. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. So we need to come a part of this, my friends, and begin to build, you know, what Christ is building. If your building is not related or any connection with what Christ is building on this earth and what Christ is building throughout time and eternity, you need to change your building patterns, okay? Hallelujah. And so we come to the first three, we're going to go the first, we're going to go the first six. The first six of these, okay? The revelation of the home church. The church started the home and shall return to the home. We need the revelation of the home church. The local church is not God's perfect will for the church. It is the home church. That is biblical fellowship, amen? The one another ministry, hallelujah. And it must come forward, hallelujah. Amen? And the expression, hallelujah. The harvest is going to be so great that it's not coming to the theater type of church. It's coming to the home church. Hallelujah. And that's why you need to get the revelation of the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The church started home and now shall return the home church. I have over five podcasts on home church in this teaching. Hallelujah. In all of our podcasts. You need to get that insight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, it's the one another ministry that leads there. Amen. And what is the leadership of the home church? It is, those that are seasonal in home church that have been discipled, proper mature Christians or seasonal believers, and they have a proper relationship with the apostolic oversight. You take either two or three of them, and they help do the everyday decision. Hallelujah! Majority of the decisions are divided by the church. Amen. The pastoral ministry, pastors go two or three, and they minister among the home church, and they keep the cohesiveness and continuity, and they sometimes And from time to time, they'll also deliver a message. And that's including the other five ministers. They'll deliver a message from time to time. But they're under apostolic oversight. Amen. Hallelujah. There's an apostle or two apostles oversight over them. And the pastors minister to those who are newborn in Christ or struggling in Christ. Hallelujah. Then there's a new apostolic congregation, which is a network of home churches with a center. The center is where the apostle, prophet, teacher ministers, and the home church is where the pastor and the evangelist ministers around the home churches. And number three is the new apostolic wineskins, which is, we just talked about the first couple of them are amen, hallelujah, vertical. Amen, the home church, new apostolic congregation, new apostolic congregation network, amen, a network of new apostolic congregations, amen, hallelujah. Parachurch ministries, some parachurch ministries are part of that. Then we go to apostolic councils, which is more horizontally, which is apostles or prophets coming together to release apostolic decrees, or prophetic decrees over a region, hallelujah. Then we have the horizontal networks, which is a network of vertical apostles, amen, coming together to share ideas. Then we have there's four kind of centers, hallelujah. These are horizontal, which is the prayer center, which is ministers to the region that covers their authorities only within that prayer thing, the influence. There is the revival center. It's a place where God can flow freely, amen, hallelujah, and not be restrictive. And the Holy Spirit makes the order, hallelujah, and the authorities within that, but they influence the whole society. There's the apostolic center where the apostle or his team, they minister to they influence the whole entire region, but the authority is only within that center. Then there's the city church center, which is a network of new apostolic colleges within the city on a horizontal level, not the vertical part, amen, which is a new apostolic vertical network, hallelujah, amen, of new apostolic congregations. We're talking about the horizontal part. It's led by city church apostles, and apostles, city church apostles come from territorial apostles. These are apostles that have been in that region for a certain amount of time. And then we'll have the new apostolic city church, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. And then we could go on more, amen, hallelujah, amen, we go on more, amen, but we're not going to get into that part, hallelujah, but amen, hallelujah, but this is really crucial. The new apostolic wives are really part of what God is doing. Then there's the priesthood of the believer. The priesthood of the believer, you know, in the Second Reformation, amen, is the Protestant Reformation, they started that, but it is growing. It started, but it's growing, okay? But we have not yet seen it coming to be in, hallelujah. But this is the day of the fullness of the restoration of the priesthood of the believer, and the beginning of the rise of the kings of the kingdom, amen? And the priesthood begins in the home church. And see, it's the believer that's supposed to do 98% of the work of the ministry. And the fivefold ministry is also supposed to do two. And this is the time of the ministry of the kings of the kingdom. This is dealing with the secular realm. This is the wall creation order. This is taking the seven bolts of society. And that's why we're establishing the church and the workplace, the marketplace, hallelujah. Amen. And then there's a new order of the fivefold ministry, hallelujah, that God has established. The apostles are governed. They call it a governor. Prophets are called a guide. Teachers are called to release the Logos word, establish us in the written word, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. They minister in the center, hallelujah. Amen. And there's teams. Amen, hallelujah. Things are done with teams. The apostle talks about teams. Hallelujah. Prophets minister in teams. Teachers, teams. Amen. You appoint five teachers to teach in the center. Amen. Then the pastors, they minister two or three among the home churches, hallelujah. And the evangelists minister around the home churches, evangelizing, hallelujah. For this is an example, hallelujah. We're going to get back. We got some more to discuss in our next episode, hallelujah. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Let's close in a prayer. Amen. Father, in the authority of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who has listened to the message. It would influence by the ministry of the church of the world. Let them be drunken in the wines of reformation. In Jesus' name, amen. Let everyone be on fire. Let everyone be set on fire by the fires of revival. Let the winds of harvest go through the whole entire bodies. Let them be established in apostolic revelation. The grace measures and experience Christianity. Let the winds of unity blow throughout the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Let us be grace. Release deliverance, healing, miracles, created miracles, and breakthrough angels now to minister to everyone who's listening to this message in the name of Jesus. Let us be grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is Elvis Iverson's podcast. Our website is elvisiverson.com. Please visit the website and get connected. Enjoy the feast of Word and Spirit. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.